this commentary is in regards to Derek Chauvin's murder trial of George Floyd. So my favorite movie is Friday with Ice Cube and Chris Tucker. Bye, Felicia. That's the one. I've watched this movie so many times to the point I have memorized and can quote each scene word for word. That's a testament of how many times I've seen this movie. With the trial of former Minneapolis police Derek Chauvin currently underway for the murder of George Floyd, the black community is watching this trial with a sense of trepidation. A white police kills an unarmed black man and faces no consequences is a movie we have seen far too often, and the outcome in many of these cases tends to be predictable. We witnessed in the case of Rodney King, Tamir Rice, Mike Brown, Eric Garner, Sandra Bland, Freddie Gray, Sean Bell, etc. Too many to name. All lead to either no indictments or a not guilty verdict. Sometimes even the grand jury decision on whether or not to indict can be perplexing, such as in the case of Breonna Taylor, which one officer was actually indicted for shooting a wall. And no charges were ever brought for the shooting of Breonna Taylor. I think it's pretty funny how there's a large mirror in Washington, D.C. with the words Black Lives Matter. The president, vice president, and countless other Democratic politicians have echoed Black Lives Matter. Those words are beautiful, even empowering. But what's needed are policies which reflect these sentiments. You know, we all have seen the video of George Floyd being murdered. I've seen it repeatedly to make sure my mind wasn't playing tricks on me. This was a cold-blooded murder, which we also, what we need is justice and policies aimed directly to advance the livelihood of black and brown communities. As I watch the trial of Derek Chauvin, I'm hopeful that justice will be served. But then again, I've seen this movie too many times before. Some way, we just all know that they are going to find a way to let him off the hook or give him a slap on the wrist. But, you know, George Floyd was a brother, a son, a father, a cousin, uncle, a friend to many. He was a human being, but was stripped of his humanity despite his pleas for help. If black lives truly matter, let's begin with actual justice. All power to the people. Comrade Pitt.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.